welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and you're with me is your co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
Sorry for that.
That was my bad.
No, I should have looked up. I should have waited. We are on the 11th story of this first appearance arc. If you want to check out our previous 10 episodes, go check out our previous 10 episodes. So this one, it's going to be a double whammy here. We've got the origin of Swamp Thing, or the first appearance of Swamp Thing, but we're doing both the original first appearance and then the first appearance of Alec Holland as well.
Yes.
So, with the Swamp Thing, it was House of Secrets number 92, which was printed in 1971. The writer is Len Wein. The pencils were done by, and I'm assuming the inks and colors as well, were done by Bernie Wrightson.
Yeah, it just says art in here. Art by Bernie Wrightson. Yeah. So.
And then the Alec Holland was Swamp Thing number one, which was published in 1972. The writer is Len Wein, and the pencils and everything was also done by Brendan Wrightson. So, go ahead and...
Something funny I noticed.
Was funny. So, oh, yeah, I should also say... go ahead.
Okay, so on the cover, we have the picture of Swamp Thing with...
I can't remember.
Yeah, but on here, it says Wrightson 71.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we get Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
And oh, 70. It says Wrights in 70.
Well, and this was printed. You know what? No, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
But okay, so anyways, but the opening. Well,
before you get into that, now we did cover. So if you guys have listened to our Swamp Thing coverage, the Alan Moore Swamp Thing
which
coverage,
I really hope you have because Alan Moore Swamp Thing is fantastic. Amazing.
Or if you've even read them, both of these stories were retold in a way. This one, the House of Secrets one especially.
Word for word, or page for page.
Literally page for page. In Alan Moore's run, the Swamp Thing number one is retold in the Swamp Thing issues. I can't remember exactly which one. Might have even been the same one. It's got some little differences, but I mean, this is the source material here, so
yeah.
We'll go with that.
But anyways, so we open up on Cain and Abel, where Abel's being Cain's being a shithead to Abel.
This is my surprise face.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks just like my normal face.
But I'm assuming that Cain and Abel were people that were always doing the House of Secrets.
One did the House of Secrets. One did the House of Mystery, I believe.
Gotcha.
I think Cain was Secrets and Abel was Mystery. I could be wrong. I might have got that backwards. But yeah, one always ran.
Yeah.
Was like the crypt keeper of one of them. The other one was crypt keeper of the the other.
But they're let's tell you a tale about
Swamp Thing.
Yeah, what was his name in this one? Alex.
Alex Olson, I believe.
Alex Olson, yeah. But we have Swamp Thing, swamping his way around town, walking fast. Anyway,
okay. We got two issues to get through. Yep. Let's go.
So he comes up to this building, right? This mansion out in the middle of a swamp, because that's where you put mansions at, is in the middle of swamps.
In Louisiana, yeah. Because it's all swamp.
But, and we come into this, what the fuck is his name? Damien. Damien Ridge, I think?
Sure.
Anyways, talking to Linda Olson Ridge, who is the... widowed wife of Alex Olson. And we find out that Damien was Alex's
best friend and partner.
Best friend and co-worker partner on their scientific endeavors or whatever. And that we also find out that he's a douchebag and lusted after his best friend's girl and ultimately led to his best friend's death so he could get his best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl. Song. This part was all fucked up. But
yeah, you got my reprinted copy, which has all of the ads.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, original ads at that, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's something, all right. Well, the Vampirella, like, yep. Yeah, I didn't realize she'd been around for that long.
Yeah, and there's a movie made out of that too, so we're gonna get that movie at some point in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but anyways,
not that movie, the other one.
Oh, so Linda's, you know, like she still doesn't feel she's not in love with Damien.
No,
she only married him because it
was, kind of convenience.
Yeah. Well, this was also in 1970 and 71. Women weren't allowed to have their own bank accounts back then, so you know she had to find some way to bankroll herself.
Yeah.
No, like women.
Yeah. Okay. No, no.
Literally couldn't open bank accounts in their own names. They had to have somebody else.
Women's rights didn't exist.
They still don't, really.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Welcome
to 2021, guys. Right? Nothing's changed.
But, this fucking Damien's just like, I just want to, you know, get on her, and she doesn't want to do anything with me, and I think she's starting to suspect, so I'm going to have to kill her, too.
Yeah, they've been married for almost
6 months.
Oh, it was just 6 months? I thought it was close to a year. And, yeah, she literally, every time he touched her,
she
shied away.
Yeah. And this dude's like, I just want to get my dick wet. And she's like, you better go dip in the swamp, buddy. She's really subtle about it. But she's just, she has no desire to be physical with him or even, like, really be with him at all.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? She must know what happened. I know she knows what happened. I have to kill her.
Such a giant leap.
Yeah. But
okay, sure, guy.
So he decides he's going to give her a lethal injection here. Excuse me. And since the Swamp Thing was a creep in the first place and he was peeking through Linda's window, yeah. He sees this going on and he busts through the window and strangles him to death?
Yep.
And then she's like, it's a terrible monster. And he's like, oh, I am a monster. And then sadly, you know, mopes his way out back out to the swamp.
And that's
the end of it.
That's Alex Olson.
Yeah.
Then we will go over to the Swamp Thing issue with Alec Holland. And him, it starts out, he is Swamp Thing.
No way.
I know. Shocker, right? And he's coming up to this cabin, or this barn.
Is it in the woods?
He's like, well, it's in the swamp.
Damn it.
And he's like, why do I know this house? It smells interesting. I know I've been here before. And then we flash back to Alec with his wife. Oh, did they ever say her name?
Linda.
I don't actually know. You might be right.
I don't recall either. I feel like I should remember it from, you know, the Alan Moore.
Well, again, but they don't, like, this is actually different. It's a similar, it shows when it actually happens, him blowing up and dying. It shows that part, but I can't remember if they actually say her name. I don't think they do.
Say Alex. Alec.
No, it is Linda.
Ha!
It is Linda. Okay. So, Alec and Linda are they're working for the government. Lieutenant Matt Cable is their, like, chauffeur / bodyguard. And Matt Cable,
like,
obviously.
Matt?
Yeah. Matt Cable. Which is why when it's kind of really fucked up when Swamp Thing kind of gets it with Abby.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you didn't protect me, so I'm going to fuck your wife.
See what happens when you don't do a good job.
But yeah, so they're supposed to be in this barn house thing, whatever, to try and help... what was it? Whatever his scientific bio-restorative research. There we go. So, like, help plants survive kind of thing. There is this shady group, this guy named Ferret, who is trying...
Ferret, huh?
Yep. Shocker, right? Trying to steal Holland's research. And he's like, if you don't actually help us out, something bad could happen. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we'll kill you. Basically.
And he's like, not me. I'm going to go do some more science.
Yeah. I will give these guys forethought, though. Like, at one point, they release this dog to the Hollands, and like, this dog comes up, and Linda's like, oh, what a beautiful dog. The dog is wearing a microphone. The dog is wearing a wire. Bunch of jerks.
Right. But, way to pull on the heartstrings, man.
Right? What's the conclave? There we go. That's the actual thing that Ferret works for, the conclave.
They mention that in the...
I'm pretty sure they do. And Mr. E is the boss of... I don't know if he's the boss of the conclave or if he's the boss of just Ferret. But because Holland won't give him the formula, he sends Ferret in to kill him. So, naturally, he does. He knocks him out.
Plants a bomb.
Plants the bomb. I don't remember. No, Linda did not die there. But, obviously, Holland does. And his body gets burned up. He jumps to the swamp. I feel like... Yeah, that's later. Okay. So, once, you know, Linda goes to the funeral, the dog is still there, because comfort. Matt is, you know, sad, obviously. But the barn had blown up.
Yeah.
But
they rebuilt it, so you go back to it. They rebuilt it
so quick. They didn't want... What was it? Look at this. Spot was clean. You can hardly tell the man died here a few days ago. They put it back together as quickly as it could. Linda didn't want to lose any time on the project.
Damn.
Government, man. They get theirs. Linda's like, I don't care about the project, but like, okay, fine, I guess.
I don't care about this, but I'm going to go ahead and go to work on it.
Like, I got nothing else to do. Like, my husband's dead, and all I have is this dog with this microphone on. I don't know why it's there, but it's just there.
Sometimes I talk into it.
Really loud so that the person on the other side could hear. And then we get Swamp Thing coming out of the swamp, like, reforming. And he knows he's Swamp Thing. It's, like, we find out in Alan Moore's run why.
Yep.
But that's what that is.
Go listen to those if you want to find out.
Yes. The dog, it actually runs away. Like, he's getting commands from, I'm assuming, Ferret, to run away. And Linda's like, no, the dog, you need to come back here. Because it's pouring down rain. And Matt's like, fine, I'll go get the damn dog. It's like, stupid dog, come here. Come back here. The dog was a distraction to get Matt out. Because Ferret's men, one, knocks out Matt. Because government man. And then two, come barging into the barn. And they kill Linda. Bad thing is, Swamp Thing was watching on.
So the whole thing.
Until... the dog started yipping. And so he knew this dog was important. He went to go free this dog that got caught in like some muck. And at that moment is when Linda got killed. With the one time he was looking away.
Damn.
Comes back, sees Linda dead, goes chasing after Ferret and his men, and just kills him. Like, fuck them all. Fuck all. But then, you know, Matt Cable sees it. He sees what happens. He sees this giant monster and is like, oh, that's a giant monster. You know, pow, pow. Doesn't really do much. But at the very end of it, we do see somebody looking on, which we know is Arcane.
Yeah.
But at the time, nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
That Swamp Thing. This actually, I'm not going to say it helps build what we already know, because we kind of already knew some of that, both of that. Still enjoyable, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Swamp Thing has always been good, which is very interesting, because I know the whole reason they gave Alan Moore Swamp Thing was because sales was down. Like, it wasn't doing good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was interesting. But that's how we end that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more first appearances.